Staff Sergeant Ian Imey, and I'm the Detachment Commander of the Innisfail RCMP.
Another edition of the Battle of the Badges in Innisfail is in the books after the teams hooked up at the Twin Arenas on Friday night, and Staff Sergeant Ian Imey joins us here. Ian, how did the game go this year?
Well, the game was entertaining, but unfortunately it didn't go so well for the RCMP.
All right, so how? What was the approximate score, and who did you have on your team this year?
Gotcha. Yeah. So final score was 12-3 for the fire department. I have to give them kudos. They played an excellent game. They were definitely on fire. Their goaltending was outstanding, and he was very tough to get any pucks in the net for sure. Our team was consisted of RCMP members, mostly from the Innisfail Red Deer area, and a couple from just outside of that area.
You bet. Did you guys have any special guests this year?
Yeah, we did. We had we only had one on our team, and it was Cody Mast, which he's played. I believe he's played every year with us that we've done this for the last 4 years.
Super. So, of course, the big winner is always to try and restock the shelves for the Innisfail Food Bank. So, how did you guys do in terms of donations and all of that?
Yeah, so on that aspect, that's where we did succeed, actually. So definitely this year, I would say there was more people at this game, and there was more donations than ever before. I believe it was just over $9,000 in cash donations and over 1,000 pounds of food for the food bank.
Wow, that's wonderful. And again, at this time of year, that's so needed for local organizations like that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, Christmas is always tough, and it's tough on the food bank too, because there's a lot of need. And you know, the whole idea for this started 4 years ago exactly for this reason, right? Just to help them restock some of their shelves and set them up for success for the next year.
You bet. And given how successful your charity Check Stop was to kick off the Christmas season, and then how successful the Battle of the Badges was here as we're now into 2026, just how good does that feel for you guys and the RCMP to be able to help out in your community in that capacity?
Yeah, you know, it's great. And, you know, the guys here love giving back to the community. And, it's just part of what we do. And, you know, it's really it's this local community that supports us that allows us to do all this stuff, which is great.
You bet. Any other thank yous that you wanted to pass along at this time?
I wish I had the list of all the sponsors in front of me, because there was lots, and I actually don't even have it. So, but there was definitely lots of sponsors. There was lots of businesses from the area that really just kicked in cash donations and physical donations, and it was definitely a big help.
Excellent. Anything else that you wanted to add at this time?
No, I think that's it.
Excellent. Well, Ian, congratulations on another successful edition there, and best of luck to the Innisfail RCMP as you guys move around till the fifth annual edition of this next year.
That's right. We're going to consider this a rebuilding year.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. Goodbye.
Excellent. That does it for the formal part of things. Yep.